You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Don't know how to say this. Betelgeuse star?
You're not a child of the 80s. If you were, you would know the film with a similar name. The star is Betelgeuse.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Wire.
Concerns have been raised that Aotearoa's social welfare system has problematic aspects that contribute to hardship, such as the continuation of repayable grants that are taken for people's benefit, which advocates say are already too low. I spoke to Auckland Law School's Associate Professor and Associate Dean of Equity, Hannah Wilberg, about the issues with our current system and where people can go for help. What aspects of our social security system are the most problematic?
Well, there's lots of them. In 2019, the Labor government, shortly after they came in, commissioned a welfare expert advisory group to advise them on how to change the system, and they wrote a report of more than 100 pages with lots and lots of recommendations, most of which haven't been implemented yet. The ones that I wanted to focus on in the lecture that we've got next week, very basic fundamental problem is benefits, just the level of benefits are too low to for people to be able to live on them. And to a great extent that deliberate, because particularly with the job seeker support, the purpose is to get people off that benefit and into work, so they don't want to make it so high that people can actually live on it, essentially, which is an interesting way of going about it. So that's the first problem. The second problem is that when people run out of money for essential things that come up, they can ask for one-off grants, but often those, if it's not a food grant, if it's anything other than food, they are repayable grants, and they then end up as debt. And so people end up with thousands of dollars of debt to MSD, and that debt is repaid by deducting money from their benefit each week. So the benefit that was already not enough to live on, up to, well, often $40, $50 a week is deducted to repay the debt that they have. So that's the second problem that sort of works in with the first, to just have this constant cycle of inadequate support. And the third problem is that most benefits have work obligations on them, which makes perhaps some sense. You might think that people should be looking for work when they're on a benefit, unless they're on a benefit that's for permanent incapacity or because they have very young children. In those cases, they don't have work obligations. But they do have work obligations when they're on the job seeker support. And those obligations are very tight and very stringent. Essentially, people have to accept any kind of job that comes up and that MSD refers them to. And the upshot of that is that you end up with people being pushed into very precarious, unsustainable employment. And you end up with this churn where they get pushed into this precarious job, and then they very quickly lose it again, then they're back on the benefit. And so rather than allowing people to look for and wait for a decent, sustainable job that could then lift them out of poverty, the tightness of these work obligations sort of pushes them into that churn of between precarious employment and the benefit.
Do you think reforms to our social security system are possible? And if so, do you have any suggestions for reforming our current social security system?
It's possible. It's absolutely possible. It's just a question of political will. And probably the political will needs to come with a willingness to shift the narrative. We've had a narrative, a sort of mainstream political narrative of beneficiary bashing for too long. And so spending money on welfare is not seen as politically advantageous, but it's up to politicians to shift that narrative and make us realise that this is an important part of our society and our obligations to each other, and really ultimately important for a more productive society as well. So yes, so it's possible. And so all of the things I've talked about could be amended, right, and could be improved.
What role do and can lawyers play in making our system more equitable?
lawyers can always advocate for change to the law, right? So, for example, I've just made a submission on a bill that's before Parliament that unfortunately has now been postponed to next Parliament, but that's a good example of one tiny little part of the system that is really, really unfair and inequitable for beneficiaries, and lawyers can make the case that this doesn't serve the purposes of the system. And in fact, the Law Society also made a submission on that, and the Ombudsman made a submission on that. Quite often, MSD will, so the Ministry of Social Development, or Work and Income, which is the part of MSD that looks after benefits, they will make mistakes in either not paying people what they're due or imposing sanctions, so deducting money from their benefits in an unlawful way. And often that goes on for many years. And then if it's finally pointed out and they accept it, they will back pay the amount that should have been paid before. And the problem is that Inland Revenue will treat that entire back payment, the lump sum, as income for that year, and suddenly they will owe a whole lot of tax on that, which will take a big chunk out of the money that they should have got. And so that's a really unfair part of the system, and it's been pointed out by courts and ombudsmen over many years, and it still hasn't been changed. So that's the kind of thing that lawyers can make the case that this is inconsistent. There's provision for these back payments to be made. The back payments are there to fix a wrong, to fix something that MSD did wrong, and then the tax system comes in and basically undoes the benefit that the person should have got.
How can people learn more about their rights if they aren't from legal backgrounds?
There are a number of sources of information. You can go to the Community Law Centre's website. They have a manual, and that includes all sorts of things, employment rights, etc., but it also includes a section on welfare rights. I think the CAB public information probably also has stuff on benefits, and the MSD website also has quite a useful thing on a part of the website where you can say, what am I entitled to, and you fill in all of your details, and it spits out a very generic sort of list of things that might be what you should ask for. So those online things are useful and are available. Where we have a real gap is in availability of people that you can go to for advice. The vast majority of lawyers in New Zealand know nothing about Social Security, so it's largely left to lay advocates. And so there are some amazing lay advocates, but there are not enough of them. So in Auckland, we have Auckland Action Against Poverty. They have a clinic at Waitakere Community Law Centre every Wednesday morning, afternoon, and also one in, I think, Onehunga. I'd have to check on that. So Auckland Action Against Poverty is one place to go to. On the North Shore, there is beneficiary advice and information systems. If you're up north, sort of Rodney way, there's the Warkworth Home Builders Service. They do advice on benefits. And in Mount Albert, there's Beneficiaries Advice Mount Albert with an advocate named Janet there. In South Auckland, I think places like the Whanau and the Law Centre there do work in this area. The other place that beneficiaries very understandably often don't want to go, but where some advice can also be had on benefits, are the various budgeting services. So they often not just advise on how to use the money that you have, they will also advise on what you're entitled to from Work and Income.
That was Auckland Law School's Associate Professor and Associate Dean of Equity, Hannah Wilberg, about the state of our social welfare system.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.